This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hi, welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
All is good.
Can I ask, what happened to you with your bottles of water? Your like reusable bottle of water. You're back to buying the normal bottles of water now.
Do you know what happened? I bought two bottles of the reusable bottles, and Jack was allergic, and he was really like genuinely like, "This is so embarrassing. You got matching bottles. I'm never going to use it."
Oh yeah, that was funny.
Lame. Okay, Graham, whatever. Then he lost his bottle, and now we started using my bottle, so I don't have a bottle.
Ah.
Yeah. We actually had a chat yesterday about our water etiquette in the house, because if I have a bottle of water like that I bought,
and yet you still don't do the return scheme, do you?
No, £3, Rob. For water in this country, he will go around the house and take my bottle to boxing, and I'm like, no, you can't take my reusable bottle and my bottles that I rock around the house with. So yeah, we actually had a little sit down about that yesterday. I was like, could you just maybe buy your own plastic bottle rather than rob mine, and maybe replace
how do you approach when like you have to talk to each other about something? Are you like,
oh,
right,
well,
can we sit down here and just have a little chat here?
I wouldn't say that. I'd just be like, come here, will I have you? What was the
God, that would kill me.
Yeah.
See, Pippa has to be so careful, otherwise I'll just go run out of the room screaming.
Really?
I'd be like so sad.
But it's so stupid.
Like that you have feedback for me. I'm like, no, you hate me.
No, I'd be like, come here for a second. Do you think maybe at some point, I kind of say it funny, like, do you think maybe at some point you might think, do you know what? I fucking never cut the grass.
Yeah.
Jeez, Emma always does this. The grass is always lovely.
You cut the grass in your house?
All the time.
Ah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah. Ah, he does loads, but like there'll be times where I'd be kind of sarcastic about it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, do you think, considering I did everything to take going to get the washing, or I'm just going to leave it out there for the night?
Let's go! David Fiona in the morning.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. Welcome back, Emma Nolan.
Thank you, guys. Sorry for the weird voice. It kind of goes up and down like I'm a teenager boy at
You're
puberty.
You're hitting puberty, finally.
Yeah. Did your voice sound like this when you hit puberty?
Yeah.
Was there a bit of like, hello?
It was a little bit. It kind of cracked. It kind of did that for maybe a couple of days or something. But
is that how long it lasts?
Puberty?
No. I mean the voice thing when your voice breaks.
I don't know. I think you just kind of, one day you just kind of wake up and it's just deeper. I don't know. You feel
and
like you have a cold
that?
Or something.
Would you be like, good morning, boys?
I don't
look
know. I don't remember.
Me.
I don't remember. That's
Do
a really
remember,
good
Callum?
Question.
I don't really remember.
He's still waiting for it to
yeah,
happen.
I'm still very much how I was when I was 11.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I'd be devastated the day my voice broke.
I was a little bit because in primary school, I was the singer.
Yeah, you were Oliver Twist.
Oh, yeah, I was. Mm. I sang everything. Yeah. If we had a mass, I was the singer. If we had a school play, I was the main person. And as soon as my voice dropped, I couldn't.
I think if I was a lad, I'd want more of a marker, like in terms of celebration and significance on, my voice broke, let's all say goodbye to my old voice. Do you know what I mean? Like it should be more of a
voice
rite of
funeral.
Yes, it's right. Sad, isn't it?
Yeah, it is kind of sad. I get that. But listen, this is a part of life. That, whatever you have right now, is not a part of life. That sounds gross.
It's a virus, I think, of some sort.
Well, that's a part of life.
True. So I've been off for the last couple of days. I have some sort of a virusy thing. I don't know exactly what it is. But hey, it's been knocking around for a week or so now. But the other day, I literally had no voice whatsoever, which is hard for someone who loves talking.
Question, is it one of those viruses that I'd like because I get a few days off? Or is it not worth the days off?
It's probably not worth the days off.
Because you remember in January, like
when you were
a couple
so
of years,
unwell.
When I was so unwell for like a week and a half, and I genuinely thought I was dying.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is not, I would rather work a full 19-hour shift than have this.
I never felt like I was going to die.
Okay.
I was like, this is a crap virus and it's really annoying and I'm really hot and really cold.
Okay.
Like you could definitely elements of your sick day are enjoyable.
Cool. Second question.
So do you want it?
No, I'm Grant.
That's, rub myself
is,
off you
this
if you
is
want.
My second question.
Yeah.
I've been around you for enough of the time that you've had this.
Yeah, you don't have it, Pop.
I'm good.
Yeah, you're definitely
Sweet.
Good.
Sound.
Like, if we think of COVID, don't they say that, like, before you show symptoms, that's when you're most contagious? I've had this for a week. So, like, I think I could honestly blow my nose on you and you'd be fine.
Sweet.
I won't do that, but...
You could have given it to Claire Byrne.
When she was in the studio last week. Well, I heard her on air yesterday. She's all right. She sounds good. Yeah, we're good.
I'd say she's made of steel.
This is what my voice was like on Sunday, I think.
Hello, it's Emma David Fiona. And you're listening to Fully Charged.
Pretty bad.
Which, in fairness, I kind of ripped the mic out because we can all do that.
Oh, you thought I was taking that? You thought?
But
I
like,
was
we can. On. I'm just saying. Like, what do you want? Do you want raspy or do you want no voice? Because I can do either.
Give me raspy.
Hey, morning, Nick. I'm absolutely in bits here. I don't know what's wrong with my voice.
You sound too perky and
fair. This is genuinely what I sound like. It's
nah, that's
so
fake.
Sore. It's not fake. It's real. And the... Hi, Nick. I'm no voice. I don't know what's going on, but I'm no voice at all. So
do you think I was lying?
No, I didn't. I was just like, it's not proof, you know? But I do the exact same thing.
But I wasn't sending it as proof. I was just like, I was at home trying to put a bit of energy into like, it's Emma, Dave and Fiona. See, and by the time I got to Fiona, it was like, Fiona.
That's where we really differ. Where it is, I, when 100% of the time I'm sick, believe that no one believes me.
I know.
So
I
I'm
know.
Like, I have to do everything in my power to prove it.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Everyone is like, David, we don't care.
I should have sent it in a video so you could see that I wasn't like trying. I was giving it welly and I was getting that far. But look, I want to know, I don't know, maybe you see what you think this morning.
Oh, you think you're like Phoebe, do you?
Is my new voice kind of sexy?
Stop that.
Or is it kind of scary? I've rustled up a few quotes this morning from some sexy places. So we'll start with Nigella herself. This is Nigella. What's Nigella's surname, Kyle?
Nigella Lawson.
Yeah. Nigella Lawson, known as the pun queen, the sexy pun queen.
Mi Croave.
Is that what she's known for?
Yes, she is. I'm going to start with this one. I always feel in life there are two things that make me feel happy and secure. A pantry full of food and shelves full of books.
You don't sound that different, I'm not going to lie.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
you sound a little bit like you have a block nose.
Am I coming around again?
Okay. Yeah, a little bit. Like it just kind of sounds like you're saying words.
Oh, sugar. Okay, let's move over to 50 Shades of Grey.
Okay.
Put on your fake sick voice again.
It's not fake. Okay, I actually hate these quotes. I can't look at anyone. His head turns fractionally towards me. His eyes dark as slate.
Oh, I can hear it now.
I bite my lip. Is that sexy or is that scary, David Hammond?
I'm going to say scary, but just because I know it's you saying it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? If okay, it was fine. Callum saying it now, different story.
Here we go.
Dulcet, North, wherever he's from.
Midlands
accent.
There's a very fine line between pleasure and pain. There are two sides of the same coin, one not existing without the other.
Funny, now I feel sick.
Yeah, do you know what? Why did we even pretend to do this as a thing? It was always going to be, he was going to be allergic to everything, wasn't he? One more.
Why?
Because I just really want to get somewhere with this little sexy voice I'm going to have for the next couple of days. After further teasing, she made a slight wiggle of the hips.
My God.
She was undoubtedly enjoying his attentions.
My sticky shoes.
Thank you, Callum. I'll take it.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I was an artist, a musical artist.
Yeah.
If someone described my concert as a good laugh, I'd be fumed.
Would you?
Yeah, man.
I'd be delighted.
I'd be like, oh, no, I want, this is art. Even though Pitbull isn't really art, but anyway.
Mr. Worldwide.
Now, Emma, you've kind of missed the fact that I'm on a health buzz. This Whoa. Week, this week is the start of something new. It's the start of my training. It's the start of my coaching. I'm doing this guy, basically, was on the show last week. You remember Jonathan Maloney?
Yeah.
Jonathan Maloney coaching on Instagram. And he came onto the show and he was just like, right, we're going to do 8 weeks, Dave. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay. So it started on Monday. Now, I stupidly thought I'll do the whole weekend, whatever I want to do.
Get it all out of your
Get
system.
Get it all out of my system, and then Monday we start.
Mm.
Okay. And now I have some questions that I feel like you'll probably know the answer to, but I don't want to ask him.
Even though that's literally his job.
Okay. I know, but I don't want to ask him these questions because they're not the correct questions to be asking.
Okay, so correct questions could be how many macros, mate?
Yeah, that kind of thing. Yeah. How much protein? Yeah, you know, I already have all that. All that information he's very good at, and he's not scary, he's very sound, and I could go to him with these questions. As he said, there is no stupid question, but I'm just like, no, I'll just ask him.
Okay, alright, interesting. So you've been gymming it up for ages. This is like an 8 week transformation.
Yeah, basically I've been going to the gym every, like, most days since January.
That's a really good day.
But like, I still don't look great. I still look just grand, do you know what I mean? But I would like to look a bit better. I'd like to look a bit slimmer and all that kind of stuff. So that's why I signed up for the coaching. But it started on Monday. Mm. Right, I'm in a calorie deficit. I'm eating all the right things. Like I feel like that viral video guy of 1 o'clock I'll have fish and a rice cake, and then at 3 o'clock I'll have fish, and at 4 o'clock I'll have fish and a rice cake.
Yeah,
that's kind of my life at the moment. Oh, so God, I wake up and I have 2 slices of wholemeal bread because it's the only thing I'll eat. I know, not the most healthy thing in the world. Then I'll have fish and I'll have veg and I'll have some potatoes and then I'll have another protein filled
meal. 3 days in, are you already sick of it?
Well, I went for 2 pints last night, so you tell me.
Oh.
Mam texted me and she was like, how's the training going? And I just sent her a photo of the pint and I was like, it's going really well.
Oh, dear.
Now, okay. In fairness, they were
Jonathan
my only...
wouldn't like that.
They were my only treats in the last 2 days.
Oh, in 48 hours.
In 48 hours. And I know it doesn't sound great.
One treat per bloke per day.
Yeah, exactly. But here's my question, right? You know when you hear lads who go to the gym and they talk about a cheat day?
Yeah.
When's that? For me. when can I do that? When can I order a Domino's?
Here's
like, what's the story? Is it a Wednesday? Am I weeks away from this? Like, why?
I only have one piece of intel on this for you.
Okay.
Because I don't know anything about it really. But I remember when Martin Guilfoyle lived in Waterford and I worked in Waterford as well.
Yeah.
He used to talk all the time during the weeks we worked together at the time in a radio station about Saturday treat day. And I kind of just picked up on the fact that maybe this is just a once a week thing.
Yes.
But on a Saturday, Martin would go hard.
Will he? Right? Okay, interesting.
So he would order a Domino's, but he'd get a thin base.
Okay.
Because it's less carbs, right?
Right.
He would then order
it's
Chinese.
A boring cheat day.
But you know what he'd order from the Chinese?
I know. He's going to get soup or something. An omelette.
He got an omelette.
Yeah, from the Chinese. That's sad.
But that's what he considered. But he'd eat loads of chocolate. Like, he'd be nibbling away on Reese buttercups.
Right.
But I think it was once a week.
So that's my first question, which is once a week. But I don't think I'm at that point where I get a cheat day because I've just started. So I should probably kind of wait a while.
It's kind of like some people on their annual leave. You have to work up certain
Yeah, I wonder. Yeah, before. The second question is, how many times can I go for a pint?
Oh, I don't think Jonathan would like that at all for the 8 weeks.
Okay, but I logged it. I didn't lie. I logged it.
No, that's
in the app, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because the first day I did lie, and it was the first thing I ever logged, and I was lying. I had one cup of nuts, and I was like, I'll just tell him it's a quarter. And then my final question, which is the most important one. This is an 8 week course. Mm. I would like to finish on week 5, because I'm going on holidays.
Oh.
For 10 days. Where I would like to undo everything I've done.
Have you told Jonathan about your holiday plan?
I haven't.
You haven't. Jonathan, good morning. So your 8 week course and his time and expertise and everything that he's worked on to get you to where you want to be.
He doesn't realize that in 5 weeks
readapt
I'll be gone.
Five. So he's got 5 weeks to get you ready for your holidays.
Yeah.
When you go and undo everything that Jonathan has worked on.
I've basically just given him the most impossible task in the world. And I'm so sorry, Jonathan.
Can't keep this man out of the pub.
This person
wants a cheat day 3 days a week. And your 8 week course is moving to 5. And to be honest, he's not even logging his food properly, man.
Just the nuts.
So you're going on holidays in 5 weeks, but you're only gone for 10 days. You arguably could have 10 cheat days and come back to it.
I would do that. But can I do that? Is that allowed?
I think you just have to tell Jonathan the truth.
Okay.
And I think considering...
He's going to be like, you are the most nightmarish client I've ever had.
I do think considering Jonathan and this whole journey of you two... It was born from him listening to the show. There's quite a chance he's just heard everything you've just said.
It is quite likely, yeah.
Disappointing. He's there trying to crunch the numbers now, trying to get you ready for 5 weeks' time.
Mm-hmm.
I think you should have told him that.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, if anyone's around for a pint tonight, let me know.
They were around for a few nuts before 9 a.m. Tame Impala with Jenny and Dracula.
I've kind of had a weird roller coaster with that song. I loved it from TikTok, and then I listened to it, and then I hated it, and now I actually really like it again.
Yeah, it's really good.
There's a lot going on, but I enjoy it.
We all have different relationships with music.
This is it.
We all connect to different elements of the song, you know.
Every day on the show this week, we've got chances to win up to €200 cash, all with thanks to McDonald's, as their breakfast just got a spicy upgrade. Isn't that exciting?
It is exciting. McDonald's have teamed up with Frank's Red Hot Ketchup for a fiery twist on your breakfast. It's the same McDonald's that you love, just with a bit more kick.
So I thought this was like the red hot sauce, but it's not. It's their own version of ketchup, which I do enjoy.
Oh.
So that's good, because I was like, I don't know if I'd want the hot sauce on the breakfast, but if it's ketchup specifically, that sounds really good.
That sounds interesting,
It's available until the 8th of June. It's served until 11 a.m. at participating restaurants, and we would like you to win €200 this morning.
Robin's on to give this a go. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Robin. How are you doing?
Hi, Robin.
I'm good, thanks, Emma. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Robin. What's the story with you for the day?
I'm all good, guys. The sun is shining.
I know.
It is. It's lovely, isn't it?
Long may it last. It's just been so nice, hasn't it?
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
Are you working or what are you doing, Robin?
Yeah, I'm in a primary school.
You're in a primary school. So you have probably about 2 months left?
Less even.
Yeah, end of June.
Oh, end of June. Sorry, you're right. Primary school. Yeah, my brother-in-law is secondary school and he's wrapped up in 5 weeks. Lad.
So good. Yeah. Well, Robin, do you know what? For that period of time, I'm sure you wouldn't be paid because you're off from work. So you probably need €200
yeah,
cash. With thanks to McDonald's.
That's how it works.
All right, Robin.
Do you ever just think, why didn't I?
Why didn't I become a teacher yet? Well, I'm not smart enough. That's why. Robin, you're on to play Heated Questions. You've got up to 4 questions to answer this morning, and every single time you get a question right, the next question will be worth double the amount of money, going up all the way to €200. Each question will get a little bit spicier as the quiz goes on, though. So are you ready to play?
I'm ready, guys.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, Robin, question number one for €25. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
This is quite the head scratcher. What is the opposite of up?
Down.
Oh, hold on. Now I just need to check my work there. Carry the 1. 3.14.
You're teasing me.
Down. No, I got it. Yeah, that's what I got too. That's what I got too.
Robin, woo! Would you like to play on for €50?
Let's play on.
All right, let's do it. Question 2. For €50, Robin, how many seconds are there in a minute?
60.
Robin, you're answering this way too quickly. Will you just pretend?
Sorry, I'm excited.
Please, just make think about it, okay?
60 is absolutely spot on. Congratulations, Robin. You have answered 2 questions correctly. It's time to ask the question of, would you like to double it for €100?
Yes, please.
All right.
Okay. I have to tell you now, Robin, it's starting to get spicy. For €100, what is the main ingredient in guacamole?
Shivakadu.
Emma's too old to know what that is.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Free shivakadu. Do you get that, Callum?
Yeah. What's good. It from?
It's a vine. It's a very...
Callum's older than me.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's true.
But I'm online.
Yeah, he's online.
Okay, I'm out touching grass.
Robin, avocado or avocado is absolutely spot on. Congratulations, well done. Okay. Would you like to double it for €200?
Yeah.
Okay. The final question. And it's a toughie. It's spicy. For €200, Robin, what is the term for animals that only eat plants?
Herbivores.
Horse? Herbivore.
A herbivore is absolutely correct.
Yay! Such random questions. Do they mean anything, Callum?
Yeah, why?
No, like, honestly, anytime you get any question on this show, they come out my backside.
They're random,
like, honestly,
are they?
Honestly, they'll have no meaning whatsoever.
You should look up for question 1, questions for a 2-year-old.
Yeah.
3, 4, and maybe go up to like 8 years old.
I was honestly hoping that you were going to say vegetarian for...
That would have
been... Because we would have accepted
that. No, but she said herbivore, which I really enjoyed. Robin, congratulations. €200 all going to you, all with thanks to McDonald's.
Well done, Robin.
My mom.
Have a great day.
A great day, Robin. Good luck.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. There are more chances for you to win cash at McDonald's all this week on the show. Tomorrow we're going to do it just after 9:30, though, if you're looking for it at this time, okay?
I'm an omnivore.
You're a what?
An omnivore.
An omnivore.
An omnivore.
Is that when we eat everything?
I think it's like meat and veg, isn't it?
So I guess, sorry, this is probably the most stupid question
meat
ever.
Yeah, plants, not veg.
For animals, like we don't, obviously with humans, you have vegetarianism, you've got
veganism,
pescatarianism, and then the people who eat everything. So for animals, do they just have the two, an omni or a herbie?
I think that, yeah.
Well, I'd imagine fish are pescatarians.
Well, they wouldn't be, because they don't eat each other, do they? Well, they do.
They would.
They would.
But they wouldn't have the opportunity to eat beef.
Good point, one mate.
Which is sad. Every time you see a fish, do you just think, Fish has never experienced beef.
Steak. It's only for
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged.
Hello.
I would like to call someone out in the office. Actually,
oh
not really. That's actually a lie because I don't know who it is. But basically,
you sound like Tyson Fury.
I
want to call this person out.
I feel like there's an unspoken agreement that if someone has butter in the fridge, you don't touch it. Do you know?
I disagree wholeheartedly.
I agree because I always touch it. I always go, well, I'll just do it in a way they won't notice.
Yeah.
I'll take a tiny little sliver from the top. I would never butter the bread and then go back to the thing because then you leave crummy
bread
or whatever.
Residue.
And so I said, I'm going to buy my own half-fat butter, put it in the fridge upstairs.
See, it's grand when you're touching someone else's butter, but no one's allowed to touch your butter.
Well, you see, I said I'm going to buy it. And I didn't mind because I've stolen enough butter in my time. And I thought it was just a me thing that I stole butter. But apparently not. Because I went up to the canteen today and I don't have any care in the world if someone has a little swipe of the butter and to butter their toast. No bother.
Yeah.
This person went digging to Australia.
Oh my God.
I don't know what they were doing, but they were shoveling it up and I can see crumbs all around the crater of the butter.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going, okay, that's not cool.
Now, do you know what really surprised me about our Fiona Frawley, who's on maternity leave at the moment, right? When Fiona started here, she struck us all as a very laid back person. Almost too laid back.
She is the most chill person
she's
I know.
She's literally like, you know, the world is falling apart around her and she's like, everything will be grand.
She's like, it's fine.
It'll be fine. She put her name in permanent marker on her butter.
No, she did not.
That surprised me about her.
Okay, that surprises me. That surprises me. I should have done the same thing.
One day here, you know what I did?
Go on.
I even went into someone's jam.
You did not.
I did. I did. I think it's a sin that this place doesn't provide a bit of butter.
I completely agree. And that's why I was going into people's butter thinking, I'm sure this is the company.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm sure the company. And then I asked Zoe and she's like, no, we don't buy butter. And I was like, okay, well, you need to start.
Yeah. Do you know where I worked before? They used to have an array of, you know, the mini butters you get when you're going out to a cafe, like.
Oh, go on.
They'd have them in the fridge that they'd buy in.
Interesting.
So, do you know what? Keep robbing butter. Start a massive row in the office.
But don't dig a crater in the thing. Just little swipe of the butter. Butter your toast. And then that's fine. I would be happy with that.
I think maybe what you should do is lay out rules for your butter on the fridge.
Yeah, I
say,
agree.
Say, listen, I've bought butter. You're more than welcome. But this is the etiquette of the butter.
Yeah, don't go building a sandcastle.
Exactly.
101
Good morning, hello.
Hi, good morning.
I am babysitting tonight.
Oh.
Officially like babysitting. Like I mind my
times are tough, lads. Putting up flyers around Rathfarnham. Are you looking for a babysitter thinking an 18-year-old's going to show up and it's a 32-year-old woman?
Imagine. No,
the Spin 103.8 breakfast show presenter shows up.
Hey guys,
I'm here to do content. Hello.
Do you want to do some drawing? No, my friend Hannah booked me in for this a while ago. She's got a meal tonight and she said, any chance? Her kids are amazing. We often do some colouring together. They love doing a bit of colouring at my house.
These are the kids that you once got McDonald's for and they freaked out. They were like, you're amazing.
Yeah, and then the next time they came colouring, we had McDonald's at like 3 p.m. for dinner.
Amazing.
So
I might come over to get baby's hat by Emma Nolan. Sounds amazing. Colouring and McDonald's.
Well, I'm going to their house, right? And I was thinking,
you're going to them.
They have school in the morning.
You're a real babysitter.
I'm a real babysitter. But what it got me thinking was, I'm going to have to do all the things I used to do when I was a legit like 17-year-old babysitter, i.e. rack up their phone bill.
Oh, yes.
I got called out on that with the kids.
You did not.
Parents, yeah. Because they used to go out like every Friday night or whatever. And I'd go over, we'd have great crack with the kids, but they'd go off to bed or whatever. And then as soon as the kids were in bed, I would take up their portable phone, which was such a dream because we didn't have a portable phone in my house. And I would lie on the couch and I would call all my mates.
Oh my God.
All the chats. I'd be delighted with myself. And then those were the days where the phone bill, I don't know if they still do, but like you can see all the numbers.
Yes.
So they were like, Emma, you might just go handy on the
No.
On the house phone.
Oh my God, we need to do babysitting like stories on the show like at some point this week, because I have so many horror stories.
So many.
Like it was the toughest job ever. Also the easiest job in the world. But
also like I was 17. I was way too focused on what my friends were up to rather than like being responsible.
There's people I babysat that I know their own house more than I know my own house.
Because you just had so much fun.
I just walked around going, oh, what's in here?
Yeah.
What's in here? And ooh, they have interesting suites.
I'd say like I could have phone calls on a house phone to a mobile, and you know that was a bad thing to do in the noughties. Like that phone calls could have went on until 2 a.m. Like 3 hour phone calls.
Oh my God.
Just chatting to people.
I did once, I was rooting through the cupboards to find sweets because they always had these Kinder bars.
Oh, nice.
At the back of the cupboard. Mm. And they were always like, whenever they left, they would always go, you know, there's food in the kitchen there or whatever, do whatever you want. And I'd always be like, no, don't worry. He came back for his keys. He forgot his keys. He came back through the door and I was rooting through the cupboard.
Already, they were barely out the door.
And I was going, hi.
Yeah.
See you later.
Just have a little kid.
Have a lovely night.
You're in good form. It's Wednesday. It's coming up on 10 past 8. Tricky. Let's play the Tricky 10 this morning. I am buzzing. The €1,000 does remain on the line. We're yet to get someone to get all 10 questions correct. But I reckon Kira can do it. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Grand. Yes. How did you sleep last night?
Still slept good.
Did you get like a good 8 hours?
Push it, yeah, maybe 8.
Nice, okay.
You nearly got 8 hours. My God, that's impressive.
That is good.
I would love to get
what
that.
What time do you go to bed at?
I'm an early, like 10 p.m.
Nice.
Kind of
okay, and what time do you wake up at?
Like 6:30.
Amazing. All the research is now done, Kira.
So you should be in a good spot. You're awake and ready. Your body should be recovered, ready for the Tricky 10.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm guessing your score at a 7. Oh. Can I start doing that? Can I just start predicting what people are going to get before we even ask the question? I think she's going to get a 7. Kira, what are your plans for the day?
I'm just heading into work.
What do you do?
At the minute, I'm just substituting in a school.
Fair enough. A lot of teachers on at the moment, which is funny because they're finishing up. So are you in secondary or primary?
It's an additional needs school.
Okay, very good.
Isn't subbing brilliant? Like, no commitment, all the perks.
Yeah. Sounds amazing. Sounds brilliant.
Yeah.
And do you just have to, is there a particular school that you like, like it must be nice to have a change of scenery all the time as well. Oh, I'm going to that school today. Cool, I was there last year.
They're nice.
Okay, listen, welcome to the Tricky 10. Let's put you to the test this morning rather than the kids that you work with. We're about to put 55 seconds on the clock. Dave's going to ask you 10 questions. Now, each answer, for sure, is a number between 1 and 10 and won't repeat. So if you answer a question at some point and you're sure that the answer is 2, then further along the quiz, there won't be another solid answer of 2, okay? Now, we can only accept your first answer, so just take a beat before you throw an answer at us. And if you don't know, you might as well give it a guess because you know what the answer is. It's going to be something between 1 and 10. If you top the leaderboard on Friday, the pair of tickets to Pitbull and Marley Park will be yours. If you answer all 10 questions correctly this morning, €1,000 on the spot, all yours as well, Kira.
All right, Kira, the best of luck. Are you ready to go?
Yeah, let's do it.
How nervous are you on a scale of 1 to 10?
10.
Okay, nice.
Don't be. You got this.
You have this.
I thought that was
going to
be a question.
Yeah, that'd be very good. All right, Kira, the best of luck. The Tricky 10 in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. Complete the name of the kids' TV show, 60 Watt Zoolane.
5.
How many FIFA Women's World Cups have Ireland been part of?
3.
What is 18 divided by 3?
Six.
How many letters are there in the word oblivion?
7.
Omniplex Cinema in Rathmines has how many screens?
8.
Next year will be the year 2020 what?
7.
How many editions of I'm a Celeb UK that were set in South Africa have there been? South Africa.
4.
In the Bible, how many commandments did Moses teach? The what commandments?
Why is that 7? No, not 7. Eight.
Your priest would be fuming at you, Kira. Fuming!
All right, Kira, how do you think you got on this morning?
Oh my God, terrible. Why did I do so much better on yesterday?
Did you? What did you score yesterday?
I feel around a 7.
Okay, interesting.
Well, let's chat up and see how you get on this morning.
0, 1, 2.
Oh! Oh, Kira.
A score of 2 this morning. Do you know what? And they just literally, simply didn't suit you.
No,
and that's
they
all.
Didn't.
Oh my God, not one of those questions. I was like, I'm not confident on any of these.
Really?
Oh my
okay.
God. Okay. Look, let's just walk through them and see the ones that caught you out. So I'm surprised you didn't know this one.
64 Zoo Lane.
Does that ring a bell?
That rings no bell.
Really?
Kira, out of interest, and I know you should never ask a lady her age, but what age are you?
31.
I'm 31 too. You should know that.
I wonder, yeah, I think even 64 Zoo Lane was shown on RTE channel.
Yeah, it was.
When we were kids. Yeah, it was such a good show. Do you remember? Anyway, it won't bother you, but you know.
She lived in a zoo.
And the elephants used to come and then she'd slide down the giraffe's neck.
She'd slide down the giraffe's neck.
She was a lovely show.
How many FIFA sounds like I missed
out. Women's World Cups have Ireland been a part of? This was so exciting a couple of years back. We've only been a part of one so far. How many letters in the word Oblivion? You panicked. Oblivion. There are 8 letters rather than the 7.
Yeah, I knew that.
This is a really hard question. I suppose it's just a case of if you know or you don't. But Omniplex in Rathmines, they have 9 screens. You were close with saying 8. How many editions of Celeb UK were set in South Africa? The answer being 2. You said 4. A huge amount of drama in that show this year, wasn't there? I was not having a deep dive.
Lots going on there.
And finally, Moses and the...
Ten commandments.
Oh, yeah, that just,
I'm not
you have to give yourself, you have to give yourself a little bit of credit. You only got through 8 questions, so 2 out of 8 ain't so bad.
Oh,
yeah.
It's grand.
Yeah. It's what, 25%?
Yes.
25% of the fail.
Not bad, yeah, but Kira, in fairness...
We all have to ground ourselves sometimes.
I was looking for the positive. I can't find many, Kira, but you're a lovely person. And you have a great job. Thanks. And I hope you have a fantastic day. And you know what you should do, Kira, is you should come back and do it again at some point and see if you can beat your score.
Get yourself.
Well, we were playing the tricky 10 today in school. I think we'll play it ourselves.
I love
and
that.
That's a great idea. And then you'll feel even worse if every child does better than you.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, they definitely will.
The pop quiz of the day, Kira. I love it. Let us know how they get on. And the best of luck.
We'll
thank
send
you
the
so
questions
much.
Over to you. See you later, Kira.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, if you'd like to play tomorrow, you know what to do. Get in touch with the word tricky now. Some feedback coming in on WhatsApp. This is from...
Oh, not to rub it in now.
Jessica. Well, I'm not sure what she wants to say.
Guys, that was the easiest tricky 10. Callum didn't even throw in... the postcode one. Oh my God, I was screaming at the radio with the 64 Zoo Lane.
I know. Actually, do you know what? That's funny. There was no postcode one today. Anyway, not to rub it in on Kira, they just didn't suit her.
No, it was no postcode, but there was a how many cinema screens are there in Rathmines Omniplex?
That's true. That's
my
true.
God.
And like with the Celeb UK in South Africa as well, you could think, geez, maybe it's going years. I don't know. If you want to play tomorrow, though, just message us the word tricky. 087-711-1038. The score to beat for the Pitbull tickets, the score to beat across the week is 4 anyway. So give it a lash with the word tricky in WhatsApp tomorrow. Our message now for tomorrow, should I say. And our number again is 087-711-1038. Emma, Dave and Fiona. Emma, Dave and Fiona, 1 year of the show yesterday.
Yeah, no.
I was off sick. Fiona's on maternity leave. And Dave and Padraig were on the air.
Lads.
It's so funny. I saw that anniversary pop up and we were all celebrating and Fiona was like, hey, hi guys. I've been on the show a year now. I've only been on 10 months because I was obviously giving birth and stuff.
I made a really funny joke. That I was pretty sure Joel Corry has been on the show more times than Fiona has ever been on the show. And she's a presenter of the thing.
She'll be back soon, but happy 1 year.
Not soon enough. I miss her. I miss her chaos.
Me too. Guys, I regressed so hard over the weekend. I always, I don't have kids. I just pick up on these little things through my sister and her kids. But apparently, like when a new baby comes along in a family, for example, and say you have a 4-year-old, and the 4-year-old's like... hypothetically thinking they're very independent and wanting to do everything for themselves, new baby comes along, 4-year-old regresses.
Okay.
They're like,
that's what I have to me.
That's my
I was,
mommy.
Yeah,
I want you to mind me too.
I was 4 when Sean was born and I was an angel up until that point. And then as soon as Sean was born and got all the attention, I was fuming.
Yeah, you'd imagine. I can imagine that totally. I'm a middle child, so I was always just demented going around the place. I was so frustrated by everyone else getting all the
attention.
It's
so funny. I follow Emma's sister, Laura, on Instagram. And whenever I see her posts on Instagram, I do the exact same thing. I go, who the hell is that?
And
I go, every time she posts, I go, who the hell is that? And or if she posts her kids, I go, who the hell's kids are these? And then I go, oh, it's Laura. Ah, double tap.
But over the weekend, I'm feeling quite sick. I don't know, it's gone on about a week now. We're getting there, slowly but surely. But over the weekend, it kind of was really bad. I was in Waterford for the same kids' birthday parties I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
But I stayed at my mum and dad on Saturday night.
Did you give your virus to like 100 kids?
I think so, yeah.
Class.
And I think most of, obviously to most of Three Arena on Thursday night as well. Savage. At the game.
If you're sick in Dublin, you know why.
Yeah, it's probably me. The only thing I'm thinking of is what we learned during COVID, that you're most likely to pass it on.
Three times Emma Nolan has made this point. I don't believe her.
I don't want you to be paranoid.
I don't believe you.
No, didn't we learn during COVID that you're most likely to pass it on before you show symptoms?
I don't think I learned that.
I think you did.
Fake news.
No, I think that was true. That was true. Anyway, this is my advice to you if you do catch the lurgy that I probably gave you in the Three Arena or, I don't know, via the airwaves.
Moved it to you somehow, yeah.
Yeah. You need to go home to wherever your parents are, your granny is, or your sister is. A family member changes everything in the best way when you're sick, okay? Mm-hmm. I haven't been like unwell at home in ages. And my God, did I feel the love.
It is nice, isn't it? My mom said to me to go home when I was sick that time in January for like 10 days. Mm. That's the second time I brought that up on the show today. I'm still not over it. It was horrible. But she was like, come home. And I did. And she was like, here's lunch and what can I get you? And it was amazing.
Yeah. On the couch at my mom Saturday evening about 9 o'clock, she was like, I'm a 10-year-old. I think you need to go to bed now, pet. And I said, you know what, mom? You're probably right. Walked into the bedroom, fresh pajamas laid out in the bed. And she turned on the electric blanket for the last hour. So when I got in, it was roasting. Like I was frozen to the bone.
I love your mother. She's so sweet.
Oh, so nice. The next morning, tea and toast in bed, knock at the door, right? Well, tea came first. Would you like a slice of toast, love? Yeah, ma'am, I'd love one, please, mammy. And then she says, would you like jam on it or a bit of, oh my God, what's it called? Marmalade. And I, like an actual 4-year-old, was like, can I have one of each?
Honestly, what age do we have to get to that this happens? Because if you're listening and you're a teenager and you're going, my mom's not like that, she will become like that. I don't know what happens. I don't know if you have to move out of the house or something. Mm. But one day your mother just changes and she becomes the loveliest person in the world who just wants to look after you.
Oh, my mom was great for looking after me when I was small as well. But my dad would be the kind of guy who'd be like, come on, will you? Come on, get up. We'll go for a walk. Go out for a walk with the dog. The next morning, I didn't get up until 11:30, right? The actual hack me. I felt like a teenager again. I was like, I was going to stay in bed all day. And when I emerged, my dad was like, what are you doing up almost like my dear petal? Are you all right? You're not stuck to the bed. I said, yeah, sorry, I'm embarrassed. I'm in bed so late. He said, get into the couch and lie down and doze off for the afternoon.
Is this what, was this on the weekend?
I light the stove for you.
Wow.
Stove lit in my house now. They'd be good with keeping the old bricks until evening time. Had the stove going 11:30
on a
Sunday morning.
Was this on a Sunday?
Sunday, yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, should have been back to work, obviously, Monday. Decided to stay in Waterford again Sunday night.
Good show.
Poor Jack was as sick as a dog back in Dublin.
Was he on his own?
I had, and I was like, listen, if you want to get minded, come down here, but I'm staying where I am.
Oh, poor Jack has to go to the UK if he wants to be loved.
I was like, just suffer on. My mom recommends maybe get one with marmalade and
it's
one with
crap down here. She's after putting on the stove. Oh, nightmare.
Producer Callum, what's going on?
Good morning. I'm leaving the show today at 9:30 and I'm not coming back until Tuesday.
It makes me feel really sad the way he said that there. It's kind of like he's making some kind of an announcement.
Yeah, I'm leaving the show.
Yeah, it sucks, but that's not happening
today. He's at 9:30.
Celebrate good times. Come on.
He's ditching us early because so we're going to have an absolute party.
Yeah, Thursday and Friday will be loosey-goosey. I wasn't here last Friday and I heard that you got up to a bit of raving and misbehaving.
True.
I heard that it was a loose show on Friday with no planning and you were on the phone before the show,
Florence rang me, my niece. Yeah, I had to have a chat with her. Yeah.
I didn't even tell you any of that. I swear I didn't tell him anything. I don't know how he knows these things.
I have people on the inside.
He's got little bits.
Do you know what he does? He listens to the podcast.
I actually didn't listen to the podcast.
Who told you that?
My girlfriend.
Who listened to the show?
Yeah.
Linda, you rat.
snake.
Anyway, so he's heading off because he's going to a match.
Yes, I've got a football match to go to tomorrow. It's my team Nottingham Forest in their first European semi-final for a very long time against Aston Villa. Woo! I got tickets, so that match is tomorrow night. But the only good flight was today. So my flight is at midday today and I've only just checked in. So on the show this morning, we're getting you to guess where you think the check-in seat would be.
So just to be clear, you didn't choose this seat.
No.
You didn't give them the extra few quid.
No.
You said you'd take random seat allocation.
I said I'd take random seat allocation and we've got some guests coming in.
Yeah, but I just wanted to start with Leanne, who really put so much effort into thinking what seat would Callum have chosen, which of course you haven't, but okay. This was her reasoning.
Hi, Spin. I think Callum would choose seat 2C. He seems very punctual, efficient, and I'd say he'd like to be up the front, on the aisle, easy access, in and out, bathrooms, off the plane. I think 2C.
You know what? If he wasn't such a tight arse and would give them the 8 quid, that's exactly where he'd be, I'd say.
But Leanne, you've kind of got me down to a T, but I'm going to tell you something that I do now, which is the reason why we're doing this, and because it's completely against my personality.
Yeah.
It's something that I call check-in chicken.
Okay.
So when you buy the most basic of Ryanair fare, you don't give them anything. You don't get any extra baggage. You don't get to pick your seat. You don't get anything.
Mm.
And you only have to check into your randomly allocated seat 24 hours before the flight,
mm-hmm.
all the way up to 2 hours before the flight. So my flight is at midday today. That means check-in closes at 10. If I go anywhere past 10,
you can't check.
I have to pay like 70 quid at the airport.
Ooh.
So I do this thing called check-in chicken, where I leave it to the latest possible time to check into the flight, because that's when you get the good seat.
Is it?
Is
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Well, I can't believe, if this is true, I can't believe you've told the entirety of Dublin and not just us.
I thought this was a very well-known thing, because obviously when
you'd imagine that the earlier you do it, the more likelihood they'll give you the good seats.
No, because
they want people to buy
the good
seats.
They want people to buy the good seats.
Oh, okay.
Because those seats are still available, and the emergency exit rows can be nearly up to 20 quid.
Question though, because if you were to leave it like really, really late, would you not get like a seat that no one wants?
Possibly.
The other risk, maybe.
Yeah, you kind of get the best of both worlds. So you could get like a really terrible seat, which I've had in the past, where it's like you're already crammed up, you're in the middle seat, you're right in the middle.
What's your scoring? What's your percentage for like you've had a really, really good seat?
Really, really good seat is either row one, which is right by the door, super leg room, or the emergency exit row.
Yeah, and how often?
Very rarely that I've had those, but when you get them, oh my god,
it's a good feeling.
I went to London.
Would you say, for the purpose of the show, you checked in a little bit earlier than usual there, just to find out where you are?
Yeah, okay. I checked in about 4 hours before my flight, but usually I leave it like 3.5, 2 hours.
Wow.
It's like really putting me on edge. But anyway, we're getting you to guess what seat I'm going to get this morning. And if someone gets it spot on, I'm going to give you a prize that is the value of my flight.
Okay, here's Nicole.
I think Callum's seat would be 11D.
11D. It's not 11D. Nowhere
okay.
near.
Okay, nowhere near. Yeah. Interesting. There's a clue. Anne Marie.
Hello. We think you're going to end up in 15E.
15E. It's not 15E.
Is there a chance for you that you won't get on the flight if you leave it so late?
I've done it once before, and on my boarding pass it said seat allocated at gate.
Oh,
and that really put
scary.
The shivers up me. But then they just gave me a random seat.
Right. Here's Aggie.
I reckon it's going to be 16C.
16C, not
16C. All right, can you play like hot or cold?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, Fabiana.
I think C is 12F.
12F.
Cold, relatively cold.
Okay,
then.
June.
6B.
6B. Oh, colder, freezing.
Freezing, okay, Trish.
Callum, you're going to get seat number 25F.
Oh, getting warmer.
I have it. I know it.
Ivona.
Good morning. I'd say it would be a 9B.
Ready cold, ready cold.
Okay, okay, David.
My son's guess is 24B.
Oh, getting even hotter.
Okay, Daria.
I think your seat is 11C.
Oh, freezing.
Okay, Grant. Connor.
Seat number 1B.
Freezing.
Yeah. I'm in the freezer.
Baltic.
Okay. Carl.
28A.
Hot, but not as hot as previous.
Okay, so then I can see what Brian's is, but sure, we'll play it.
We go 14E, Callum.
14E, no, cold. The closest one was 24. It was a 24, I think, that we had.
Yeah, it was 24C, I think they said.
Yeah, so we're going to keep the lines open ever so slightly, a little bit longer. You've got 087 711 1038. Send me where you think I'm sat this morning.
Okay, I'm going to write mine down there. In case.
Dave, you're colder.
Oh, am I? Yeah. I wrote 27B.
Okay, 087-711-103. Get your voice notes in. Where will Callum be sitting on this plane in a few hours' time? Your chance to win a prize up to the value of whatever he paid for these flights. Don't get too excited. I don't think it's that much money. But hey, get in touch with your voice notes.
Do like a tenner, then get involved.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Yeah, we're playing a game of check-in chicken. I was kind of explaining this. And it's kind of like an unwritten rule that people don't really know about. So if you book like the cheapest of the cheap Ryanair seats, maybe Michael O'Leary doesn't want me to tell you this, but I don't care. I'm using this platform. You can check in 24 hours up to 2 hours before flying, and the closer that you leave it to that 2 hour closing window, the better seat you get. That's my theory anyway. Because they don't want to give away those extra legroom seats for free. They want to pay for it. So on the show this morning, we're getting you to predict where you think that I'm going to sit, because I just checked in. It was about 4 hours before my flight. Normally I would leave it to 3.5 to 2.5 hours. Cutting it ready fine, completely against my character. I'm a really prepared man, but with check-in chicken, you've got the later you leave it, the better the seat. There's my catchphrase.
You have two personalities.
The later you leave it,
the better the seat.
But you're two personalities, and this isn't a dig because I'm the exact same. But not only are you organised, which I'm not, you're also a real tight arse.
Oh yeah, I'm a cheapskate. I'm a frugal friend.
Those two personalities clash, and you come up with a game called Check-in Chicken. Margaret is standing by. Hello.
How are you?
We're not too bad at all.
Are you like Callum?
I'm really sore throat.
Oh my god, sorry. Me too. We're like two crows on the radio. Margaret.
We won't get you to speak too much, but what we will do is get you to give us your guess.
Where do you think Callum's sitting today?
23A.
Made you think 23A? Was it just you totally winging it?
Yeah, like absolutely winging it.
Callum, can you please reveal, having just checked in, where will you be sitting on this flight this afternoon?
I have been randomly allocated 23A!
Yay!
Oh my god, you should have seen what the scenes were like in studio when all these WhatsApp messages were
coming
through.
This is the funniest thing in the world. It was like looking for a needle in a haystack. There was thousands of messages with Callum and Emma both going, does this person say 23A? Does this person say, going through thousands of voice notes.
We were getting up to 23Bs, 23Cs. It was like, no! Okay, Callum, can you do the big stuff now? Come on. Reveal.
Well, first of all, David just had his feet up during all of that. He was just loving life. 23A, unfortunately, not a good seat. It's not an emergency exit row. No. It's not.
Is it window?
It's window, so it's all right.
It's not middle.
I'd rate it 5 out of 10, but you're slap in the middle of the plane like you're going to be the last ones off and everything.
Yes, you are.
But, Margaret, the thing that you're here for.
Not if they only open one door. If they open the front door, there's people down the back. Yeah. It'll take ages.
The thing that you're here for, Margaret, and your sore throat, you want to know the value of my flight. You want to know the prize that you've won, don't you?
Absolutely.
How much do you think? Now, here's the thing, Margaret. He's leaving at 9:30 this morning for a flight at 12 o'clock today for a match that's on tomorrow night, right? So I think when he says, this is the flight I had to get, it means he probably saved 20 quid to go on the one today. So I worry that this is very low value.
And it's a 45-minute flight from Dublin to East Midlands Airport. And it's a return leg, so I'm giving you the return fare as well.
Okay,
come on.
So, Margaret, do you want to know?
Yes, absolutely.
It's 26.50.
Nice! 26.50 is like 2.5 IMC cinema passes.
Yeah.
Or a €26.50 Ryanair gift card.
Do you know what, Margaret? I'll give you a €30 Ryanair voucher.
Way!
How about
that? Thank you.
Nice one, Margaret.
You can go to Nottingham.
East Midlands. Huh? Wouldn't that be nice?
Margaret, mind your throat and thank you for playing.
Good luck, Margaret.
What do we call it again?
Check-in chicken.
Check-in chicken.
Have a great day, Margaret.
Bye.
Bye.
Dublin Travel
with Just Eat. Seize the day with delicious breakfast options delivered by Just Eat.
New game every time anyone goes anywhere. Check in chicken.
I also enjoyed it because I got to just go on my phone while Emma and Callum, it was like they were counting votes at the US election.
Honestly, I did feel like I was in a count centre. Today is going to be a lovely mild day, which is good to know, and highs of 14 degrees. Let's see what the story is on the roads. What can you tell us, Katie?
Hey guys, the Naas Road inbound is very busy from the M50 to a crash at Bluebell. The approach from Tyrconnell Road southbound is solid from Emmett Road Junction. Gardaí have advised motorists to avoid the area. Kylemore Road southbound is at a standstill between Ballyfermot roundabout and the Naas Road. Gardiner Street inbound has a queue between the Sean McDermott Street Junction and Beresford Place. And Rathmines Road northbound is busy between Rathgar Road Junction and the Grand Canal.
Woo, Rathmines mentioned.
Thanks a million, Katie. Okay, on the way after 9 o'clock, things are going to get a little bit somber around here because we must bid farewell. We must do a fully charged death notice for something that has been quite iconic in this country since the 90s. It's on the way just after 9. How are we? Hello.
Hey, what's going on? Good morning.
Hey.
It's coming into May. It's gonna be May. And that for me is insurance. Car insurance.
I hate how much you hate May. It's my birthday month.
It's fine though, because with the new car, I don't have the NCT due in May anymore.
Okay, good.
Tax isn't due in May anymore.
Okay, that's great news, because I remember that used to be your cripplingly expensive month.
Yeah,
Everything was at once.
Now it's all a little bit kind of all over the place, which is better.
What are we doing? Insurance?
Car insurance.
And do you pay everything up front?
Yes.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that.
No, see, I don't want to pay monthly for a thing.
I know, you're
sounds
right.
Sounds awful. I already pay monthly for the gym and I hate that. So I hate that I pay monthly, not that I hate the gym. So I was with 123.
Oh, 123.ie.
Save money. They really should have worked harder on that first bit, because I don't remember it either. So they re-quoted me. That's who I was with. They re-quoted me. They said, here's your new price.
Right.
€511.
Oh, is that good?
I was like, yeah.
You're not going to get much.
They were like, the way they email you, it's just like, you should take this because you are never going to get better than this. Mm. And so I rang McCarthy Insurance, €420.
Oh, hello.
And I said, will I chance it? So I rang Chill and I said, how are you? Give me a quote. €398. Oh.
Lads, isn't it worth ringing around?
And I was like, will I keep going? So then I didn't. I was like, no, I'll just take that. That sounds
amazing.
Good. But then they were like, we just need to know who you're with at the moment. And they were like, it says it on your insurance thing. And I was like, 123. And they were like, no, that's the whatever. We need the specific company. And I was like, I don't know. And they were like, it says it on your insurance disc. So go check your car. So I went to check my vehicle, my insurance disc, the little disc thing. And it says Enact Insurance. So I was like, Enact Insurance. And she goes, there is no such thing, it's intact. And I was like, well, it says Enact. And she was like, well, it shouldn't. And I was like, have I been walking around with a fake insurance disc? So I rang the company and I was like, hi, my insurance disc that you sent me out says Enact, not intact. And they were like, what? And they were like, this is a set thing, like it doesn't change. Like the only thing that changes is the policy number and the start date. Nothing else changes.
That's
like
bizarre.
It's a template. So mine says Enact Insurance and not Intact Insurance, which is funny because therefore the insurance disc is not intact.
And
I don't think either is my insurance cover.
That is irony, man. That is irony.
Anyway.
Wow. Can I just ask a very quick question? So from the first quote to the third quote, how much did you save there?
I saved, so from 511 to more. 398, I saved €113. Check around, people. Ring around.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on spin.
Your number one hit music station.
It's time to take the tone down on the show because Spin 103.8 has been informed of the following death.
Oh no.
Born into Ireland in the 1990s, the shutters have come down on the final Claire's accessories shop in Ireland. Fondly remembered for its vast array of butterfly clips, staff shoving baskets into your hand as soon as you step in the door, and free ear piercing when you're immediately offered expensive studs and overpriced cleaning products afterwards. Claire's was a real gem, ignore the pun, in the young life of girls who came before the world of 10-step skincare tutorials before dawn and contouring hacks that 13-year-old me, clad in blue mascara and half a tub of bronzer, could only dream of.
I've always heard you talk about the blue mascara.
Perhaps the days of experimenting with as many choker chains and friendship bracelets as possible are behind us, but shopping won't ever be the same without seeing a girl crying in the window of a Claire's getting their first ear piercing ever. Forever in our hearts and marked forever on our earlobes. No family flowers, friendship bracelets only, please. And condolences is always welcome on 087 711 1038.
Two things. So, one, I don't know if people in Dublin know that in local radio around Ireland, they do these things called the death notices, where they genuinely read out people who have died in the community.
And do you know that if your loved one passes away, you have to pay a fee to have that announced on the radio?
Yes.
So that's a moneymaker for them
as
well.
Huge money maker.
And like, for example, my granny listens to her local radio station and she'd like everyone shut up, the deaths are on,
mm-hmm.
because she wants to,
she wants to
out
see who's
dead.
Died. Yeah, so that's exactly. that's the joke that we're doing, is the death notices.
Sorry, I should have explained that before.
No, it's fine, but we've done it for years and we've never actually explained
that's
it.
That's our first death notice of 2026.
Really?
Is it? The other thing I will say is, when I used to get my ears pierced in Clare's, right, so I have the two lobes done, but I also have up on the, not the conch, but like up on the cartilage, I had that done, so I had to go to a proper piercer, and the proper piercer was just like, you got these lobes done in Clare's, didn't you? And I was like, yeah, how'd you know? And he was like, because they punctured the hell, it's like a gun, it's like a full blown and that's not good for your ear, apparently.
Really?
Yeah, we are all walking around with these really nearly infected ears from Clare's.
When I was a child, I used to wear clip-on earrings because I wanted my ears pierced so bad, but every time they would get infected, they would bleed and bleed and bleed. I'd wake up in bed in the morning with like blood on my pillow, everything.
It's because you were getting punctured.
And actually, it's actually not very nice, but when you take out my earrings and you see all the attempts at trying to get one that lasted, I've loads of attempted like old holes that you know, closed up again. But look, it is
mine
the end
are still
of an era.
Open. Isn't that nuts? Like,
are
mine,
they?
All four of mine are still open.
Will you start wearing a...
Will you bring me in? We can do this on the show tomorrow. Will you bring me in some potential earrings that you think I should wear?
Yes, I will.
And we'll see if they're still open, because I haven't actually tried it in like over a year.
It's a good job that I'm not here, because I don't have to fill out any risk assessment. Why is this studio covered in blood?
It's just so sad. So many people have lost their jobs.
Yeah.
But I see as well, there's already, I saw someone online share this over the last few days in their Instagram story, saying Clare's accessories not even cold in the grave, and rival places are now putting up free ear piercing.
Stop it.
Ear piercing here, obviously they were so famous for their free ear piercing.
It was kind of the end of last year, they shuttered a couple of shops in Ireland, but
it's
then,
been a slow kind of meandering process, but the final one
is they've gone, and they've completely dropped out of the UK as well. They're gone.
And also
one in Nutgrove went ages ago, but what makes me so sad when like a big chain like this goes is like the idea of loads of places just being left vacant. But luckily in Nutgrove it was replaced straight away. It's like you can buy paintings and stuff there now.
And are they going to be doing like online rent?
No, I think it's
gone.
Just gone.
They're gone.
Yeah.
But why? Like, I would have thought it'd be
moved on, man.
But I thought it would be as popular as it always is. People always need earrings. But people always need bracelets.
I feel like Clare's didn't really move with the times necessarily well enough as well. Like, obviously, girls and like, okay, let's look at Olivia Rodrigo, such a cool icon for young girls or whatever. Like, loads of clips. That's such a
yeah.
Cool
she's
thing.
Like Clare's puked on her.
It is like Clare's puked on her. But I suppose, are people typically now just too aesthetically perfect to be walking around with 20 clips on their head?
Maybe.
Whereas like we'd be like, I'm going to wear 5 chokers today.
Yes, like, and the blue eyeshadow.
Yeah.
They still do have a website, because I went to see and all it is just like, it's directing you to stores, and then you click the stores and then there's no stores available. So they haven't got any products online.
End of an era. They actually got through some testing times as well, didn't they? Because sometimes you'd be like, who'd be keeping them open all day?
Poor Clare. Whoever she is.
I looked it up this morning because I wanted to dedicate it to Clare of Clare's Accessories, but she doesn't exist.
Real.
She doesn't exist. Oh, well, then, they're liars.
It's apparently just a relatable name.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that so sad? I was like, who is Clare? Let's do some investigative work. No, it doesn't exist.
In fairness, most Clares I know are great crack.
They are. Here's your vicar.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Do you remember the Halloween parade in O'Connell Street that never happened?
Oh, my God, yeah. Wasn't that
2024?
Like something that went up on social media? Everyone got fooled by it and it was just fake. The whole time, and there was
exactly
big crowds
it.
And stuff out.
It was a lie that spread online. I read a thing in District Magazine. Well, when I say in District Magazine, I mean District.magazine on Instagram. 1 in 3 Irish adults are victims of scams. Now, this is important for you listening, because if you didn't know, basically there was a huge amount of people showed up along, you know, major streets, including O'Connell Street in 2024, because this whole thing online of a Halloween parade is going to be happening, which, to be fair, Dublin City Council should put on something like that.
Yeah, I think that was the debate that came afterward, was like, why are we not doing this? We came up with sound, it's our thing.
Exactly. So that event obviously didn't happen. It took off on social media, but it was complete misinformation, and it really showed how, you know, quickly misinformation and easily misinformation can spread online. Simple rumour, and it took off. Well, it's happening again, and this time it's not just a lie, it's a scam. because the O'Connell Street Halloween parade was free. People just showed up, right? But this thing that I've seen online is a scam, and I need you to know about it because a lot of people could have spent money on this. It's an illuminated drone show. And I've seen this advertised all over Instagram and all over Facebook. And I was like, this looks interesting. So it's fake ads. They're seeing cross meta platforms, which has been really slack, by the way, for ads recently. I was on Facebook the other day and I was going through, I was just looking at Reels or whatever their version of Reels is. And then they have like ads during the Reels. Full blown.
Lies.
No, full blown, like naked. Full blown. Oh. So, and I was going, what the hell? I instantly reported. I was like, this is... like, feel like kids could be on this.
Honestly,
I mean, it was nuts.
It is, it's mad.
Meta has just become like
it's
just
gross.
Able to do show whatever. Anyway, so these ads that are on the Meta platforms claim that from 7 o'clock on May 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 8th, 9th, and 10th in the Phoenix Park will host one and a half hours of art, technology, gastronomy, and unforgettable moments in the version of drones.
Is this one of those things again where it's like that sounds like something they should do really, but like this is just a scam?
It's a scam. Yeah. So tickets for the fake show price were at €17, claiming to include a free drink and access to a special food menu, including vegan options. The scam claims that over 400 drones will create stunning visuals such as phoenixes, hearts and the Irish flag in the night sky, despite the show beginning at 7 o'clock and sunset time in Dublin is about 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So the website hosts conflicting information, such as claiming that the doors of Phoenix Park will open to ticket holders at 8:30, despite the show claiming to start at 7.
Also, doors of Phoenix Park.
Doors, yeah, it's funny. In another inconsistency, a separate section of the site claims the show starts at 10 o'clock. They also guarantee a seat for all attendees, but they say that every ticket provides a front row seat. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. A timer on the site also adds pressure to buy tickets, so it's like counting down to, oh, if they're going to get more expensive in like 10, 9, 8, buy them now quick, and then as soon as the timer hits zero it just resets.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? So there's nothing. The same site also claims that every single ticket gets attendees exclusive backstage access to a meet and greet to meet the programming and technical team behind the
who
fake event.
Who wants to go and meet the
no
programming
idea.
Team of the
I have no
drone.
Idea. I don't know.
It's not Beyonce.
So it is. Yeah, Callum does. Well, it's fake. It's a scam.
Wow.
So you need to know this, that if you booked tickets for a Phoenix Park drone show, it was a scam. Now, there is one happening apparently in Leopardstown. As far as I can tell, the drone show in Leopardstown is real.
Okay.
And I did research on this morning. I did find articles being like, this is what's going to happen and this is the company that are holding it.
Yeah.
So if you have the ones for the Leopardstown one, it apparently is legitimate, but the Phoenix Park one, not real. It's a scam.
That's crazy.
And it's becoming so easy to like fall for these things, because I saw it and I was just like, and I would like to think of myself as pretty, you know,
tech savvy
and I would know what a scam is. I didn't know this was a scam.
Yeah.
So yeah, I did see this advertised.
Do you know as well, my version of that is constantly, and you know, like ads on Instagram are getting so bad that like every third story you might get one ad, you might get two ads. Mm-hmm. Every third story, it's so annoying. But what I get all the time, because they know my weaknesses, are the most beautiful clothes, like cool streetwear,
but
or like
not
really nice dresses. And I'm like, oh my God, that's gorgeous. Like, so different to like what I've access to or what I know about. And you click in and then you go straight to Trustpilot and you're like, this website doesn't exist.
Does not.
This is
well
so
done on
bizarre.
Going to Trustpilot, by the way. By the way, if you ever think that a website is like fake or a scam, go to Trustpilot and have a look at it.
As soon as you see it in the red, you're like, oh, can someone please make that lovely dress?
Yeah,
I'd love
to
buy it off someone. Legitimate.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
We are getting ourselves ready for Wellfest.
Hell yeah. It's the we are the official media partner here at Spin. It's Europe's largest health, fitness and wellness festival, and it's on Saturday 9th and 10th of May at the Royal Hospital of Kilmainham.
Going to be filled with energy, movement, music, a vibrant lineup of fitness experiences, wellness activities, expert talks and live entertainment, all set in a dynamic outdoor environment. Getting on this morning to give our little game a go to win our way to Wellfest is Greta. Are you big into your fitness?
I am, yes.
Good
myself
on you.
And my husband trying to live healthy.
Oh,
good
very
you.
Good. We're
do
all
you go
trying.
Out for runs together?
Well, not really runs, but gym, healthy food and stuff like this.
Well
fair
done.
Play, Greta. Well, Wellfest is the place you want to be. Basically, Emma is going to be shown some words in studio all to do with Wellfest and wellness. It could be speakers at the festival or healthy foods or workouts and things like that. We're going to describe them to you not using those words. It's like a game of heads up, right? You have to guess 3 words in 30 seconds to win those weekend passes. Emma's going to describe them for you. Are you ready to go?
Well, I'm probably going to lose it, but
no,
you'll get this. Don't worry. 30 seconds on the clock. And your first word, here we go, Emma.
Okay, this is something that you do to calm yourself down. The Calm app is great for this. Think of your
almost like yoga.
Your solace state, your yoga, you're trying to get into another zone and relax. What's that called?
Oh, Jesus, I don't know.
Okay, we'll move on. This is not a raspberry. It's the other one.
Blueberry?
No, the other one.
The other one again?
It's red.
A strawberry?
Yes.
In the gym. When you're pumping your guns, you're lifting what? What are you lifting?
Weights.
Yeah.
Okay, and let's do another one. This is something that's very popular at the moment. You have like yogurt and fruit.
Or this one. Sorry, let's do this one.
Okay, this is somewhere that you go in the gym if you want to get really hot and sweaty.
It's not a steam room, it's a...
cold room?
Okay, no.
Sauna?
Yes, there we go. Oh my God, Greta. You've killed us here. Killed us.
I'm exhausted.
By the skin of your teeth, you're off to Wellfest. Congratulations.
Well done, Greta.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Have a great day. Good luck.
Bye.
Bye, bye, bye. We got there. No, do you know what? That was my bad. I should have just said ice bath and... sauna.
Oh, yeah. Meditation, by the way, was the first one.
Yeah, sorry, I never confirmed that. The Calm app. How would you describe meditation? In your own zone, trying to de-stress.
Yeah, yoga and sitting there and being peaceful, yeah.
Yeah, meditation. Peaceful, that's a great word for... I'm not at 100% today myself now, to be honest, so I apologise if I didn't help Greta out the best way today. But more chances to win with Wellfest tomorrow, and we'll do that tomorrow morning after 7:30, okay?